Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support according to his wisdom. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue our classes which are related to Allah's mercy. And the title of the class today is the second class in the series of classes of Allah's mercy. The title is Our Lord is the Most Merciful. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about Allah's mercy. Last week we learned the definition of Allah's mercy, which is Allah's mercy is the will of Allah to flow happiness, tranquility, and reassurance in the deep inside of the spirit. This is the definition of Allah's mercy. And actually, last week we learned about Allah's mercy from the verses of the Holy Quran, which informed us the following. Number one, Allah has prescribed mercy for himself. Number two, Allah's mercy embraces everything. Number three, Allah's mercy is near to the good doers. Number four, Allah's mercy is the source of all the blessings. Number six, we must believe that when Allah opens the gates of his mercy, none can withhold these gates. And whatever he may withhold, none can grant it. Also, we learn that Allah's mercy is with us all the times in many forms. Whether we ask for it or not, we need to look for his mercy and be thankful to him for his mercy. Also, we learn that we should ask Allah to shower us with his mercy in this life and on the Day of Judgment, as Allah's mercy is the key to paradise. None will enter the paradise except with Allah's mercy. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about Allah's mercy, and we will start by learning the meaning of two names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Actually, sisters, if you open Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah number 1, verse number 1 in the Quran, we will read verse number 1 in Arabic. It is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Actually, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious, the most merciful, is mentioned at the beginning of every chapter of the Holy Quran, except one surah, okay, which is surah number 9. Okay, if you want to open surah number 9, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, surah number 9, it started without in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Why? Because it is considered a continuation of surah number 8. Okay, and if you open surah number 8, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Anfal, you will find that it has at the beginning, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Okay, so actually you can say the most gracious, the most merciful, or Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Okay, Ar-Rahim. Okay, this is the meaning of the most gracious is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful is Ar-Rahim. Okay, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Okay, so at the beginning of every chapter of the Quran, these two names of Allah are there. Okay, before reciting any chapter of the Quran, you must say in the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Bismillahir Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Okay, these are the two names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. They are derived from Ar-Rahma, mercy. Okay, they are related to the word mercy. Okay, they are mentioned, as I clarified to you,
recitation of the Quran, we must say Bismillahir Rahman Ar Rahim.
Bismillahir
Rahman
Ar Rahim.
Yes, Ar Rahman Ar Rahim. In English, the most gracious, the most merciful. It is derived from the word mercy. Okay, and if you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah number 1, okay, you will find that you start verse number 1 with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and verse number 3 again ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it is one of the verses of Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 3, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, so whenever you pray, okay, any rak'ah in your prayer, you must recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And when you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 1 in Surah Al-Fatiha is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And verse number 3 of Surah Al-Fatiha is again ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay? So during your prayer, you are all the time mentioning these two names of Allah, which is related to His mercy, a reminder that Allah is the most gracious, the most merciful. Okay, let us now learn the meaning of these two names. Sisters, regarding the meaning of Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman referred to the vastness of Allah's mercy. That is to say, Ar-Rahman is the owner of the vast mercy. It is actually, there is a chapter in the Holy Quran, chapter number 55, which is called chapter Ar-Rahman. Okay, so yes. Surah number 55, if you open Surah number 55, you will find that it is called Surah Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. Okay? So this is related to Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is the owner of the vast mercy. Regarding Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim refers to the effect of Allah's mercy on His creation. Okay? So Ar-Rahman means the owner of the vast mercy. Ar-Rahim refers to the effect of Allah's mercy on His creation. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim means the mercy of Allah is vast and it encompasses His creation. Okay? Now we will learn about Allah's mercy in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as last week we learned about Allah's mercy in the verses of the Quran. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has divided mercy into 100 parts. And He retained with Him 99 parts and sent down to earth one part. And if you look, sisters, here to the board, Allah's mercy equals to 100 parts. Allah sent one part on the earth and Allah kept 99 parts for the day of judgment. Okay? Through this one part on the earth, creatures deal with one another with compassion, love and care. So much that an animal lifts its hoof over its young, lest it should hurt it. Okay? So, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that it is Allah's mercy which is the source of all the mercy on the earth. Okay, whatever mercy between human beings, it is the source of Allah's mercy. Whatever mercy between animals, it is Allah's mercy. Whatever mercy between birds, Allah's mercy. Any mercy on the earth related to living creatures, the source is Allah's mercy. And this mercy is one part of the 100 parts of Allah's mercy. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Allah had 100 mercies out of which He has sent down only one, for jinn, mankind, animals and insects, through which they love one another and have compassion for one another. And through it, wild animals care for their young. Allah has retained 99 mercies to deal kindly with His slaves on the day of judgment. Accordingly, this means that 1% of Allah's mercy is on the earth, and 99% is kept for, retained for the day of judgment. Okay? Yet, with just 1% of Allah's mercy, we see how mothers take care of their children. This includes all the mothers. The mothers in the animal kingdom and in the bird kingdom, all the care and the love and the effort of all the mothers, which they are showing to their babies and their children, from the creation of the earth until the day of judgment, all this love, compassion and care from all the mothers, from all the kingdoms, equals to 1% of Allah's mercy. So that you can try to imagine how great is Allah's mercy. And to feel how Allah's mercy is so great, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of his companions said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, some prisoners were brought to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a woman among the prisoners who was searching for her child. She lost her child. So she was searching for her child. When she found her child, she embraced him and hugged him. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you think that this woman would throw her child in the fire? We said, no, by Allah, she will not throw her child in the fire. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is more merciful to his slaves than this woman to her child. So you see, sisters, we must try to feel how great is Allah's mercy. We always appreciate the love of the mother to her child. Okay? And we always believe that a mother will never throw her child in the fire. Allah the Almighty is more merciful to his slaves than this mother. So inshallah, Allah will not throw his slaves in the hellfire so long they repent to him and they ask him forgiveness before this. Okay? Let us learn about this story, which will clarify to us how Allah is the most merciful, how Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Okay, so that, sisters, we can have our way to love Allah the Almighty. When someone will ask you why you love Allah, you say, I love Allah because Allah is the most merciful, because Allah is the source of all the mercy, because Allah is more merciful to me than a mother to her child. Okay, we will learn also another story related to Allah's mercy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a man who murdered 99 people. Then he felt remorse. He went to a man of knowledge and he told him about his past, that he murdered 99 people, and he explained that he wished to repent, reform and become a better person. He said, I wonder if Allah will pardon me. But that man was upset with the past of this man. So he said to him, Allah will not accept your pardon. You will not be pardoned by Allah. He said to the man these words, so the man said, I will kill you too. Okay? This is a story known by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he killed him. Now he killed 100 men. Okay? He then met another worthy scholar. And he told him, that he had killed 100 people. And he said, I wonder, Allah will pardon me if I repent. Being a wise scholar, he replied, of course, you will be pardoned. Repent at once. Okay, he advised him to repent at once. Okay, and also he advised him to avoid the company of the wicked people. So the man expressed repentance and regret, weeping to his Lord to pardon him. He showed good intention and he repented immediately, and he decided to leave his village where the wicked people are there and to travel to another one to have the company of the good people. On the way, the man died before reaching the village of the good people. The angels of punishment and the angel of mercy, both of them came to take away his soul. Those of punishment said, as a sinful person, he belonged to us. But those of mercy claimed him, saying he repented and resolved to become a good man, as he was in his way to find a good company. Okay, clear? So Angel Jibril was sent to solve the situation. Angel Jibril said, measure the ground. If the spot where that man died is closer to the good people, he belongs to the angel of mercy. And if the spot where that man died is nearer to the wicked people, he belonged to the angels of punishment. So they measured the ground. And they found that the man actually was still closer to the wicked people, because he just started his journey to the good ones, so he was still closer to the wicked people. But because he was sincere in his repentance, Allah the Almighty moved the spot closer to the good people. Subhanallah. You see, this is Allah, this is the mercy of Allah the Almighty. And he was handed over by the angel of mercy. So you see, sisters, this story actually is giving us the reality of the mercy of Allah the Almighty. This is a man who murdered 100 people, you know. And this means that he is, he did a lot of sins. Okay, and these are, to murder, you know, murder is considered one of the greatest sins. He didn't murder one, he murdered 100. Okay, but because of his sincere repentance to Allah, because of his intention, okay, to ask Allah's forgiveness, Allah the Almighty accepted his repentance. And because Allah accepted his repentance, Allah the Almighty decided that he will be handed over by the angels of mercy. So Allah made the spot of the land where he died to be moved towards the village of the good people. You see, sister, this means that we must have hope in Allah's mercy all the time. We are not supposed, you know, to lose the hope in Allah's mercy. We must not supposed to despair of Allah's mercy. Okay, because we are not like that man. We will never be like this man. We will never murder 100 people. Okay, but we are looking forward, you know, for the, how Allah handled his case. We are looking for Allah, you know, to give the command that our soul actually will be handed over to the angels of mercy. Actually, this is, you know, the hope of every believer, that my soul at the end of the test of the worldly life will be handed over by the angels of mercy, because this is the way to the paradise. Okay, so again and again we must remember the story of that man, so that all the time we keep the hope in Allah's mercy great in our spirits, and all the time we repent to Allah whenever we do any bad deed, so that inshallah we will be always close to Allah and we deserve Allah's mercy. Now we will learn about Allah's mercy at the time of hardship. When a Muslim truly appreciates the significance of Allah's commitment to being merciful to his servants, he experiences a profound sense of reassurance. What is the meaning of this, sisters? The most important, sisters, is to believe in reality that Allah is the most merciful. If you believe from the depth of your heart that Allah is the most merciful, this will give you the sense of reassurance that Allah the Almighty will be all the time taking care of me during the hardships and the trials. Why? Because He is the most merciful. Out of His mercy, He will take care of me out of His mercy. In every hardship and in every trial, He will be with me because He is the most merciful. This feeling is very important for every believer, so that you will be all the time close to Allah. Many people lose the connection with Allah during the hardships. Why? Because they feel upset. They are under the impression, Allah is the one who is putting me in these hardships. Allah has the power to prevent hardships. So why He is putting me in these hardships? I don't have hope in His mercy. Okay? This is again the belief in Allah's mercy. We must believe that Allah is the most merciful. Allah doesn't want to put us in hardships. Allah doesn't want us to have a difficult life. But this worldly life is a test. What is the meaning of a test? A test equals to difficult time. Because at any test, you will have a period of time, you will have some questions, you are under stress and under pressure because you want to answer this question correctly. Okay? So this is the reality of the worldly life. There must be hardships, there must be trials, so that we will be stressed, we will be under pressure, and we will choose the guidance of Allah, or we will choose not to follow the rules of Allah. This is the reality of the worldly life. But in spite of being living a worldly life test, still the mercy of Allah is close to every believer. Still, we must have the hope that Allah's mercy will reach me at any moment, and Allah will make, or Allah will put an end for my hardship. You must believe always that I will never lose the hope in Allah's mercy. I am in a test, I am facing hardships, there are a lot of trials, but Allah's mercy is there. And I have all the trust that it is very close to me. And everything will turn to the best, very close, inshallah. This is the belief in Allah, and this is actually Allah's mercy, which is the light in the darkness of the hardships. Because hardship is a darkness, you know, it is a pressure, it is a catastrophe for the spirit. But Allah's mercy is like the candle, it gives me the light. There is hope, Allah is close. There is a solution. Everything will be all right. Allah the Powerful is with me. I am never alone. Everything will be good again. You know, and this is all what we need in the test of the worldly life. The feeling that I am not alone. The Most Powerful is with me. His mercy is near to me. Everything will be all right soon. Be brave. Be patient. You know, accept Allah's decree. This is all what we need in the test of the worldly life. All we need is the belief in Allah's mercy. All the time, 24 hours, 7, inside your spirit, there is a very big word, I believe in Allah's mercy 100%. I am looking for it, I am waiting for it, I am sure it is very near to me. Okay, sisters, now I will mention to you a story which was mentioned by Jibril alayhi salam, okay, Angel Jibril, and actually it is a very good story to learn about Allah's mercy. The title of the story is 500 Years of Worship. Angel Jibril told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the following incidents about a man in the past. That man worshipped Allah continuously for 500 years. He was granted a shelter on the top of a mountain that was surrounded by salty water. So this means that that man is living on a mountain, and that mountain is surrounded by salty water. However, Allah caused a stream of sweet water to flow through the mountain for that individual, for that person only. the man would drink from the water and will use it to wash. Okay, and to make ablution wudu. Allah also raised a pomegranate tree from which the man would eat one fruit every day. So this means that Allah is providing him with the water and the food. One day, that person supplied to Allah, "O Allah, bring my death while I am in a state of prostration." So good. He called on Allah to cause him to die while he is in prostration to Allah. Allah accepted this supplication or dua of him. Whenever Gibril came down to the earth, he found that man prostrating to Allah. Gibril said that on the day of judgment, Allah will tell the angels to take this person to paradise through Allah's mercy. However, the man insisted that he should enter the paradise through the good deeds he had performed for 500 years. Okay? He was worshipping Allah for 500 years. So he was under the impression that he deserved the paradise, okay, because of his 500 years worshipping to Allah. But Angel Jibril informed him that he will enter the paradise through Allah's mercy. Okay? So on the day of judgment, Allah tells the angels to compare the good deeds of that man with Allah's blessings which were given to him in the worldly life. Okay? It will be seen that 500 years of worship doesn't even equal to the gift of eyesight that was given to him by Allah. You see, sisters, this is our problem with Allah's mercy. We never appreciate Allah's mercy. We never try to look for Allah's mercy. Okay? It is clarified here that 500 years of worship does not even equal to the gift of eyesight that was given to him by Allah. Let us continue the story. If you can write it, the rule is 500 years of worship does not even equal to the gift of eyesight that was given by Allah. The angels, accordingly, the angels will be asked to take him to the hellfire. Okay? Because his 500 years of worship are not equal to his sight. So there are no good deeds for him. So he must be in the hellfire. Okay? Then the man will bleed. "O Allah, enter me paradise through your mercy." At that point, he realized that he cannot enter the paradise through his good deeds, because whatever good deeds we do in this life are not equal to Allah's mercy in the worldly life. So actually, at that point, the following discussion will take place between Allah and that man. Allah will say to that man, "O my servant, who created you?" The man said, "O Allah, you have created me." Allah said, Were you created from your good deeds, or you have done, or because of my mercy?" Your creation is out of Allah's mercy or out of your good deeds? Okay, so the man replied, "Out of your mercy." Allah said, "Who granted you the ability to worship for 500 years? The man replied, "The Almighty. You have granted me that ability." Allah, the Almighty, said, "Who placed you on the mountain surrounded by the ocean? Who caused a stream of sweet water to flow between the salty waters? Who caused a pomegranate tree to grow for you. Who granted you this while in a state of prostration? The man replied, O Allah, you are the sustainer of the world. You granted me all of these. Allah said, all these have happened to you due to my mercy, and you will enter the paradise only through my mercy. So, you know, sisters, let us learn about the lessons of this story so that we can always appreciate Allah's mercy. We can always remember Allah's mercy. We can always feel Allah's mercy around us. Because when we feel Allah's mercy, this will connect us with Allah. This will always give us the hope that Allah is so close. Allah is so merciful. Whatever problems I am living in my life, they are part of Allah's plan for me. And because Allah is the most merciful, I am sure that they are within my limits. Okay? So, I accept Allah's decree. When you believe in Allah's mercy, it will be easy for you to accept Allah's decree and to keep on worshipping Allah in the best shape and to keep on having the hope in His mercy all the time. Actually, as we learned last week about Allah's mercy, Allah is the one who created us. Allah is the one who fashioned us in the best shape. So actually, we believe that out of Allah's mercy, Allah is the one who created us. Allah is the one who fashioned us in the best shape. Allah is the one who made all the universe to serve us. Allah is the one who made the man the master on the universe. Allah is the one who granted us the health, the wealth, children, guidance, and security. All these blessings are out of Allah's mercy. We must all the time, sisters, appreciate Allah's mercy. We are not supposed to believe that all what we have, we are supposed to have it for granted. All the people are healthy. Most of the people are wealthy. All the people are having eyesight. Most of the people, they can hear, you know, they can, they have hands and legs, they have healthy body. So what I have more than the people? I don't feel Allah's mercy. You know, this is against the reality. The reality is that, you know, it is out of Allah's mercy that He fashioned us in the best shape. It is out of Allah's mercy that, all praise to Allah, we are healthy. There are millions of people whom they are not healthy. There are millions of people whom they are handicapped. There are millions of people whom they are born with birth defects. And they were never normal. And they never live, you know, this worldly life as normal human beings. They never enjoy anything. Those whom they are blind, they never see the worldly life at all. You know, those whom they are deaf-mute, mentally handicapped, physically handicapped, thousands and millions of people all around the world. Now, regarding this autism, babies are born autism, separated totally from the worldly life. So, we must appreciate Allah's mercy in every blessing in our life. Because when you appreciate the blessings, you will be all the time trying to call on Allah to keep these blessings. You will be all the time looking for the one who granted us these blessings. You will be all the time looking to have a good relation with Allah so that He will keep on giving us these blessings, and He will keep on showering Him with His mercy. When you appreciate Allah's mercy, you will feel that you are in need of that mercy, and you are in need of the source of the mercy. So I am in need of Allah all the time, so I want to have good relation with Allah all the time, so I will obey all the commands of Allah for the sake of His mercy. You see, sister, this is how Allah's mercy can be the motivation to have a good relation with Allah the Almighty all the time. Whenever you feel any pain in your life, you call on Allah. Oh Allah, the most merciful, I am calling on you to help me to find a a treatment for my the pain in my eye. I am calling on you that I am not losing my eyesight gradually. You know, this is the problem, sisters. We never remember Allah when we have the pain. We only remember the physician, the doctor. I want to go to ophthalmologist. I want eye drops. I want eye ointment. They will never work. They will never work except through Allah's mercy. So, you know, sisters, all the time we must remember Allah's mercy. Actually, last week I have a sister in the Arabic class. You know, she is coming from the shelters, Palestinian shelters in Lebanon. You know, and they are poor people, you know, those
like
whom
a
they, yes, in Lebanon, you know, Palestinians whom they leave Palestine, they are living in, you know, this refugee, yes. So they are not rich people. She came here and she is married, you know, to one of her relatives. So in one of the classes, you know, she looks very upset. And she is a new sister to attend the class. She is around 25 years old. So I asked her, what is the problem? Why you are looking sad? She told me, no, I am not sad. I am a believer in Allah's mercy. But can you imagine, Sister Mona, that, you know, after 1 week of arriving to Houston, she lost all her gold. You know, all her gold. You know, it is a thief.
Yeah.
Yes, he took everything, you know. And she told me, my father worked hard for the last 3 years to buy for me all this gold. And I lost it 1 week after coming to Houston. Subhanallah. Then, you know, Sister Mona, 2 months after coming to Houston, my elder sister, she is 28 years old, she was diagnosed as having breast cancer. And being a refugee, we don't have the right for treatment in Lebanon. She traveled to Syria, and Syria is in a very bad shape, but she has to travel to Syria because we can receive treatment in Syria as Palestinians. They removed her breasts, and she returned back to our camp. They are living in a camp. She told me, but you know, Sister Mona, 2 months later, my uncle, who is 34 years old, he is diagnosed as having multiple sclerosis. 34 years old. You know what is multiple sclerosis?
Yeah, my stepmother passed away. She had this multiple sclerosis for some time.
You see,
friends with it.
You know, but so multiple sclerosis, it means that the body...
Yeah, the muscles deteriorate.
Yes,
yeah.
The body will make antibodies to the nerve sheets. So that patient will start to lose the feelings, you know, from down up, plus the optic nerve.
Yeah.
So they become blind.
Yeah.
Wheelchair, urination, everything, you know, totally handicapped.
Her family passed from this.
You see?
All of her family members.
Your family member?
No, my stepmother, she was my father's wife.
Ah, your father's wife.
Yeah.
So, what I mean, you know, Daniel, he is 34 years old, and he is married, and he has two small kids. So, can you imagine, you know, how this is the reality of the worldly life.
Yeah.
You know, the reality of the worldly life is not most of the people are millionaires, most of the people are very happy, most of the people are very healthy. No, this is the reality of the worldly life. And that sister whom she is mentioning the story, she was looking to become pregnant. She came here for 1 year, and the doctor said to her she had a problem also to become pregnant.
She's from Lebanon?
No, she is from Palestine.
Okay.
She's Palestinian.
Lady, she was from, I think, Lebanon. And
but
she told me she had these problems and she lost her baby.
No, she never became pregnant.
Okay.
She never became pregnant. She had a problem to become pregnant.
Yeah.
So she told me, you know, this is my story. So I told her, you know, I want you not to lose the hope in Allah's mercy. But to tell you the truth, after I finished the class, I was crying for her. I said, oh Allah, we have a lot of forms of Allah's mercy and we are never appreciating We never realize, and we are not thankful for Allah's mercy. And we wake up in the morning fully healthy, in the best health, having our kids healthy, all praise to Allah, having a house, having a car, having food, and we are never thankful. And we are never happy. And we are never appreciating. We are very sad. Really sad. You know, from the depths of my heart, I am not happy. You see, sisters, what is this? Why, how we are living this life, you know, with this mentality? On what basis? I always remember her sister, 28 years old, not married yet, very poor, not highly educated. She will never marry. She's living, you know, with the refugee. Okay. And I always remember her uncle, still very poor, 34 years old, but this is a more complicated issue. When he will lose his eyesight, when he will be on the wheelchair. So she was telling me, Dr. Mona, I know you were a physician. Do you know about, you know, the treatment for his case? I told her, you know, Hoda, I want to tell you one thing. This is a trial from Allah. There is no treatment. Don't, you know, spend money looking for a treatment, because there is no treatment. Just call on Allah to delay the progress of the illness. This is the only hope for that person, that Allah, out of His mercy, will delay, you know, the illness and the forms of the illness. So, you know, sister, this is what we want to learn from, you know, learning about Allah's mercy. We have a lot of the forms of Allah's mercy inside our body, inside our spirit, with our kids, with our family, with our mentality. The guidance of Allah the Almighty is a form of Allah's mercy. All praise to Allah. We are living our life according to the guidance of Allah. All praise to Allah. We are following the right path. All praise to Allah. We are not doing bad deeds. We have good hearts. We are trying to fulfill our trusts in the worldly life. We are trying to be good with other people, to have good manners. All praise to Allah. All these sisters are forms of Allah's mercy. To learn the Quran is a form of Allah's mercy. Why you are crying, Daniel? Alhamdulillah. Right now, a very important verse of the Quran related to realization of Allah's mercy and being thankful to Allah regarding this mercy. We will read now from Surah Ibrahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 14. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم درس نمبر 7 تردوي from surah number 14 درس نمبر 7 a very important rule regarding Allah's mercy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you give thanks, hear thanks related to Allah's blessing. Okay, if you are thankful to Allah regarding His blessings, He will give you more of His blessings. But if you are not, if you are thankless, verily Allah's punishment is indeed severe. Okay, what is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that when we actually consider all Allah's blessing as for granted, okay, and we never appreciate the blessings, we never believe that all the blessings are out of His mercy, okay, when we don't believe that all the blessings are out of Allah's mercy, number one, and number two, when we don't consider the food, the water, the shelter, the guidance, supplication, okay? When we don't consider all of this add forms of Allah's mercy and we don't thank Allah for it, Allah will punish us. How Allah will punish us when we don't appreciate the blessings and we don't realize His mercy? By removing all the blessings. Today I am healthy. Someone will come, a sister will come and tell me, Sister Mona, be thankful that you are healthy. I will tell her why I am supposed to be thankful to Allah that I am healthy. Trillions of human beings are healthy. After 1 week, I will be bedridden. At that moment, I will call on Allah. Oh Allah, I want to be healthy. Okay? Oh Allah, I did a very big mistake. I didn't realize that my health is out of your mercy. I am not supposed to be healthy all my life. I am not supposed to be wealthy all my life. I am not supposed to be happy all my life. We are not supposed to be anything in this life. All what we have is out of His mercy. So we must realize these facts, sisters, so that we will be thankful to Him all the time, under any circumstances. If I am upset that my daughter failed the exam, I must be thankful that I have a daughter. I must be thankful that I can pay for the college. I must be thankful that there is another hope that she may pass the test. Okay, so I must be thankful for a lot. And I am not supposed to be upset for missing one of the blessings of the worldly life. Unfortunately, most of the human beings are living their life opposite direction. They are very upset for missing any of the blessings of the worldly life. And they are never appreciating Allah's mercy through the rest of the blessings which they have in their worldly life. Accordingly, they are never happy. When you don't appreciate Allah's mercy, you will not receive that mercy in your heart. You will not receive the tranquility. You will not receive the reassurance. You will not receive the peace in your heart. And sister, the source of all of this is your right connection with Allah. How? Appreciation of Allah's mercy. Okay? Whenever anyone asks you at any time, any day, any place, how are you? I am living in Allah's mercy. And actually now I say it always in Arabic. Whenever anyone will say, ask me how are you, I will say, I am living in Allah's mercy. All praise to Allah. Whether I have problems or not, no one doesn't have problems. But still, we are showered with Allah's mercy. All praise to Allah. So actually, sisters, we must be thankful to Allah for His blessings. And the most important blessing is believing and practicing the belief in Allah's oneness, because this will lead to total submission to Allah the Almighty. And inshallah, we will enter the paradise out of Allah's mercy. None of our good deeds, even to worship Allah for 500 years, can be equal to any of Allah's blessings. This is a reality which all Muslims must realize so that we can all appreciate, live and enjoy the mercy of the most merciful feelings, His mercy, and appreciating it is the greatest mercy in this life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good act and save us from our evil. Ameen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause Your love to exceed all love in us and cause Your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in Your religion and keep it contented with Your worship. Ameen. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom You have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom You have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to Your care with those whom You have taken to Your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.